Hello and welcome to another episode of Music Rabbit Hole. I'm your humble host and music bus driver on today's musical journey. It is another new Music Friday and a chance to sample some of the new albums that are out today. I've got seven tracks I'm going to play for you from the albums out today. Keep in mind, there are quite more albums that come out on a Friday, so these are just a few that I wanted to highlight. Plenty more to listen to today, especially in some other genres and things like that. I've also put together a playlist of these tracks that I'm playing, and you can go listen to the albums and things like that. So happy Friday, everybody. Love a new Music Friday. We will start today with the fourth album from King Krewel, which is Archie Marshall. And I've listened to some of this morning already. I'll be diving into these albums later on today, giving ratings and things like that. So I'm kind of listening to some of these songs for the first time, just like you guys are. But with King Krewel, very kind of moody and dark and intriguing. Right now, critics 74, user 80. Those are the two scores so far via albumoftheyear.org. And apparently this album was written when Archie Marshall was commuting in London and Liverpool and things like that. And let's listen to a little bit of this track. It's called Seaforth. King Krewel, the album is called Space Heavy. Let's see, how many tracks are we working with here? 15 tracks, 44 minutes long for King Krewel's Space Heavy. So you can check that one out today. We'll move on now to Christine and the Queens, which people are pretty excited about this record. It is a long one. I think it's an hour and a half album. It's got features with 070 Shake. It's got Madonna on here, Mike Dean. There is some really... This is a wild one. This is a wild one from the French singer. So let's just... right now, critics giving it an 80. Users going 82. So they're loving it. This track is called To Be Honest, off the record. The record is called Paranoia, Angels, and True Love, by the way. It's got 20 tracks on this album. I'm trying to love, but I'm afraid to kill. And I never know when to search or stay still, so I fly. So I've heard of Christine and the Queens and his work, but yeah, this is going to be probably one of those albums that's kind of the, I'm guessing, kind of like a career-defining album. I mean, super long. You've got Madonna taking part in this. This is supposed to be a pretty big one. I mean, obviously the other albums, I assume, did pretty well too. Let's check out some of the discography. I just don't know a ton about his work. 2014 album. So all of his albums have done pretty well. The 2022 album doesn't look like that did that great with The Users. 2018 album, Chris, did pretty well. Looks like 86 critic score, 75 user score. So this is the fourth studio album. He's got some EPs as well. But this is a monster pop album here for sure, as I mentioned. An hour and 36 minutes, 20 tracks. So have fun with that one. And I'm excited to dive into that one a little bit. It's just, it throws me off. I'll admit it. It throws me off when I see an hour and a half for an album. Not to say I won't listen to it or that makes it bad or anything like that. I'm just saying. You're like, oh, okay, that's going to take a while. We'll move on to Janelle Monáe, who made a lot of waves with this album because... this is a very freeing, very sex positive, which, hey, we love that here. No hating at all. It's just a very like romantic, you know, sex forward album, I guess. Fourth album from Janelle Monáe. And right now critics giving it a 74, users going 67. So far, and there's definitely, yeah, mixed reception so far, obviously the music videos have made some waves, but yeah, I mean, who cares? We're not here to shame anybody. Let's play Lipstick Lover off the new record. It's about a half hour record, so you can go through this pretty quick.
Lipstick on my neck. You let me know I'm your number one select. I like lipstick on my neck. Hands around my waist so you know what's coming next. I wanna feel.
By the way, the album is called The Age of Pleasure.
I just wanna feel. A little tongue, we don't have a long time. Ooh, you're talking nasty and I like it.
So I think the idea is definitely to have this album come out, you know, here heading into the summer, so this could be like, you know, really big summertime record, a lot of kind of jamming, you know, Afro influenced beats here. It's the first record in 5 years for Janelle Monáe, so it's been a little bit, but yeah, this is an interesting one, I think, and I think I love when an artist gets a chance to really, really express themselves and what they're feeling in the moment. So good for her, check out The Age of Pleasure. Four on our list today, another big figure in the music scene, Niall Horan, and his new record called The Show. Right now, critics going 75, users going 77. So all positive. I mean, these are all, if you're anything, to me, if you're like 70 and above, you know, 75 and above, and this is early. I mean, people are just consuming it here the last... you know, since midnight or those who got early reviews and things like that. But there seems to be some positive direction here for the One Direction former member. And I think we've definitely seen, obviously, Harry Styles, of course, has had the most illustrious career of the One Direction fellas. But Niall Horan has put out some pretty solid music as well, maybe a little underrated at times. I love his friendship with Louis Capaldi. They, you know, there's some funny videos of them together. And so this album's called The Show, and it is around, let's see, what's the length on this one? Oh my God. Sometimes you press a button on your computer and like everything goes crazy and you're like, oh my God, what did I just unlock? It's around 30 minutes. So this track is called Heaven. We'll just listen to a little bit of it. So it's another like mainstream pop release here. Oh yeah, I've heard this. I'm not gonna play too much because with Niall Horan being so big, I'm wondering if this thing will get claimed and taken down. So I don't want to play too much and ruin the entire video. But yeah, I think you're gonna get kind of what you expect with that record. Where if you're looking just for a fun, easy mainstream pop record from, you know, seemingly pretty good guy. Niall Horan, that's your guy there. We've got three more tracks I want to highlight today. Next up, we're going to be hitting up Jason Isbell and the 400 Units and his and their new record, Weather Vanes. And this is going to be interesting because Isbell, a tremendous lyricist, is really able to get a lot of vulnerability in his work. Tremendous songwriter. And this is a 13-track record. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that. Maybe I'll cut that out. Maybe I won't. So let's get into Jason Isbell's new record. And I'm going to play a track off there. It's called Death Wish. Right now, critics giving it an 80, users giving 79. But it's been rated by like 8 people, so. Kind of an interesting sound to this one right now. I don't know if it's just because I'm listening through the speakers and things like that, but definitely doesn't sound, I hate to use the word normal. There's definitely something different on the production there. So I got to listen to it again, maybe with directly with headphones and things like that, because there's hey, and if it's a choice, it's a choice, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that sounds cool if that is their approach there. It sounds, something's going on there. I got two left that I'm going to play for you today. Next up, Jenny Lewis and her new record, Joy All. And yeah, this is just kind of a... Jenny Lewis went down to Nashville and put together her fifth solo LP, country rock background. And yeah, this is one people are liking. 74 user score, 77 critic score. Play a little bit of Puppy and a Truck. I wouldn't say this is in my wheelhouse for my personal listening.
My 40s are kicking my ass and
but
handing them
we'll
to
see.
Me in a margarita glass. I was infatuated with an older man. And then I dated a psychopath. So I'm 44.
By the way, the record is 10 tracks, 32 minutes long.
Time to ruminate life. What the fuck was that?
We'll see if I can get a chorus here.
Like a shot of good luck. I got a puppy in a truck.
Yeah, look, you might like it. It's just not my cup of tea. It's not really something I would personally listen to, but it seems like really easy listening. Very laid back, relaxed, have a good time, throw back some beers. So, Jenny Lewis, check it out. Last track today. I'm very interested in this one. So, this is Feeble Little Horse, and the album is called Girl with Fish. This is a band from Pittsburgh. Yeah, their second full-length album from indie rock band from Pittsburgh, PA. It's self-recorded. It's self-produced. I'm excited. People are liking this one. So 74, did I already say this? 74 critic score, 78 user score. It is about 26, 27 minutes long. Something you can easily work your way through, but I like this idea of them doing this on their own, and obviously that's not always the best option, but I love the DIY a bit. So let's listen to Feeble Little Horse. This song's called Tin Man. Again, the album is called Girl with Fish.
Pouting like a dog.
inside. Watch me all day long.
Okay. Whenever you can get, let me pause it. Whenever you can get like a nice silky voice over some really good fuzz, some really good guitar fuzz, there's some magic there. Yeah, I am very excited to listen to this one today. Again, Feeble Little Horse, the album is Girl with Fish. It is, how many tracks we got here? We got 11 tracks. Yeah, 26 minutes and 6 seconds long. So that's going to be easy peasy. So those are just some of the albums out today. Again, plenty more for you to find if you would like. I know that there's some albums and some genres that, yeah, I just don't really know too much about. Some experimental rock albums. That Squid has a new record out. Who else? Slipknot. Users are not loving that one so far. Oh, Boldy James has a new record. I'll definitely give that a listen. Godflesh. Rob Grant. Static Selecta. McFly. So there's Jess Williamson. Actually, I'll probably listen to that one. The other one I didn't play from today, though. Youth Lagoon has a record called Heaven is a Junkyard. Users are loving it so far. 84 user score. You know what? On the fly, I'm going to add this because I was listening to this one this morning, and there's definitely some magic here. We'll play this track, Idaho Alien, off the record. Again, this is Youth Lagoon. Heaven is a Junkyard. It's the name of the record. And, yeah, it's very laid back, a lot of piano. But, yeah, this is really good. In fact, I'll let this play us out today on this New Music Friday. Be sure to check out all these songs. Again, I made a playlist, so if you want to sample the songs I listen to and I played on the show and you want to go in and find these artists, feel free. King Cruel, Christine and the Queens, Janelle Monae, Niall Horan, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Jenny Lewis, Feeble Little Horse, and then Youth Lagoon playing us out today. New Music Friday. Go enjoy. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. One more time, this is Youth Lagoon. The song's called Idaho Alien. And the album is called Heaven is a Junkyard. See you guys.